Gemini, I want to thank you for your vulnerability and transparency and doing this, because I think it's really powerful to share yourself freely and to just so we can bear witness to you. But I think that's so important in a world where everybody is obsessed with the self and self-care and me, me, me. I think what's happening here is you get to take care of yourself, but we get to hold you. And I think that's really the transformative power, I think, of people of color, that idea of being a part of the collective. So thank you. And I see you. And I'm really grateful to meet you. And I guess even meet you again.
Thank you. Okay, I guess let's just to go into it.
Right. Welcome to Motherland, everyone.
Hey. Woo!
Thank you.
So we have a guest today. Mally, going to introduce us to our guest.
Yes. Welcome, beautiful Geminelle Rollins, to the space. Or what is your actual married last name now?
Rollins Malone.
Malone. Miss Malone. Yes.
That's a solid name. I like that.
Thank you. I like it too.
Rollins Malone.
Singer-songwriter name, for sure. Thanks for being here. Our very, very first guest on Motherland. This is a podcast that's really about healing and spirituality and growth, and showing people our backgrounds and how we got here. I'm sure we all have massive questions. What you got for Geminelle?
I think just to introduce, like, tell us about yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do. I mean, I know you. I love your music.
No, so. Thank you. So I'm Geminelle. I create music. That's my form of expression. But I use music as a tool to help transform my inner dialogue. It's something that I started doing a while back ago. I used to write music about, like, you know, sad stuff, heartbreak, my experiences. It was a form of therapy for me. And what would happen is, after I'd healed from that experience, I'd go and perform that song, and it just didn't feel right anymore. And so I was encouraged by my partner, my husband now, to visualize through my music and use it as a tool to imagine, like, what I wanted to experience, rather than writing about things I had already experienced. And through that process, I found mantras, I found affirmation music, and that kind of set me on this whole journey of just changing who I am from the inside out. Really re-navigating my internal dialogue into, like, a self-love space. And so that kind of just set me on a whole healing journey, because folks were like, oh my God, you're a healer. And I was like, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. But, you know, I learned to embrace it. I went to Melanie, I got certified for Reiki, and I was like, let me at least know what I'm doing intentionally with this gift that people are assigning to me. And so it's been a beautiful journey of helping people understand that they have the power of choice when it comes to their words, when it comes to the space that they define for themselves through the spells that they cast through their words, and, you know, helping folks really reframe and reimagine what life can be when they reclaim their internal dialogue. That's a little bit about what I do. Right now that's kind of the main purpose, the main mission.
Yeah, that was solid.
Yeah, that was good. I know I've worked with artists, and I love how you were saying, like I use my words, and, like, you make them affirmations, because I feel like, especially, like, I think you're ahead of the time. Like, personally, I'm like, you're ahead of the time, like, especially in the way that you delivered your music and the affirmations that are coming out, you know, and understanding, like you said, I'm in control of my words.
Yes.
And then the words you put out there, right? People singing them, projecting them, you know, bringing them into their energy. And it's just like, I think you're so ahead of the time. And I keep trying to tell, like, other artists, like, come on, you guys got to be expressing in a different way, like, speak from your heart, speak from your soul, versus, you know, what's over here in the other.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's so important too, because when I think about like the music that's catchy, a lot of times, like I'll be singing words and I'm like, wait, hold on. I don't want to say that. Oh, I don't want to like that over my life. And so I really wanted to give folks something that was musical, you know, and it wasn't just like, oh, we're not chanting these words. Like we are singing these words as a form of expression. We're dancing to them. You know, we're vibing to them. And like, you know, it's not just positive affirmations. Like it's a whole vibe. I'm like, that was really important to me that it could be something that folks actually gravitated toward, you know?
Yeah. Was there a moment when you realized that this was the direction that you wanted to go in and this was who you were? Because I think I think that liberation is in our ability to choose. Like that's how we get free, because we make choices to be free. When did you choose to be free?
Ooh, it was actually more, I think it wasn't like as much of a choice as I think it was. Like, yeah. You know, I was placed in a position where I was like, yo, I can't do this anymore. Like I cannot continue to speak to myself with this level of negativity. Like I really need to turn my life around. And I guess it would be like, you know, folks say they hit their rock bottom. I guess that was kind of my rock bottom, where it was like, oh, I am struggling to get past this, this language in my head. And it is hindering me not only in my head, but like in the way that I show up in the world. Just like felt myself lacking confidence and like unable to like rise to certain occasions and opportunities because of how I was talking to myself. And I just one day was like, yo, I'm just tired of being like my own enemy. Yeah. And I really need to figure out how to change this. And so the mantra journey, like music's always been a powerful tool for me to turn myself, my energy around. But usually, like I said, it came in the form of like a heartbreak, like, okay, I'm overcoming this heartbreak. Like I'm doing it, girl. I'm so strong. But I was like, I need something that's like gonna stop me from breaking my own heart and like down. And so I had just started like saying mantras, writing mantras, like using little sticky notes, writing them on my mirror, things like that. And I was like, you know what? It would be so much more powerful if like I sang these to myself. And I initially was not even going to put out the Project Mantra Loops. It was just like something I was doing for myself. And then I put up one mantra: I forgive myself and I release all the things that don't serve me now. I put it on Instagram and like it went viral. And all these people were like, I need this. Where can I find this? And I'm like, okay, I'm on to something. Like, not only is this supporting me and helping me overcome these challenges, but really, like, it's helping other people too. So when I realized that, I was like, okay, I have something special here. And, you know, and I have a unique gift and positioning to actually share it. So that was how I made the decision. I realized I was holding on to a lot of shame, a lot of unforgiveness, and those were the things that were stopping me from moving forward. So when I finally started to release those things and like kind of claim different perspectives of myself, that was when I was able to actually like realize I was making a choice. Like I didn't know I was making a choice until halfway through the journey.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm still going. Like I'm still moving forward, even though I've already cried my eyes out about this one thing. Like I'm still making the conscientious choice to get stronger, to get better, to get more conscious, to be more intentional with my language. And it's still like a journey now. But what I love about Mantra Loops is that now that this project's out in the world, if other people catch me saying something, if I'm like, oh my God, I'm just so exhausted today, they're like, no girl, your energy is infinite.
Yeah. It's crazy when you get you quoted back to you.
Right? And I'm like, okay, all right, I see you. I hear you, spirit.
Yep, that's
using my words. Using my words.
I love that. I love that.
Is there another Mantra Loops coming?
There is. Yeah, I'm actually working on one right now.
Yeah, and
this one is fun because like, I think of like Mantra Loops Volume 1 as like the journey to like your liberation, the journey to your choice. And this Mantra Loops Volume 2 is like, oh, we've made it. We're here now. Oh. So like, let's celebrate in that space. And it's fun, and it's like, it's got all these indigenous rhythms, and I can't wait for the world to hear it. Like, I'm ready. I'm in the studio dancing all the time, and it's been a blast to record. So I know that folks are going to feel that energy where like they felt the energy of me like pulling myself up in the first place. Like, okay, come on, girl. We're going on this journey. We're going to get to being, you know, my success is inevitable from like starting off to inviting ease and joy in this like really like arduous kind of way. And now like being like, okay, I'm liberated and I'm free and, you know, I'm proud of who I am and I make space for my greatness. And, you know, that's the energy I'm inviting into this next project.
Yeah. You made a statement. I have a question. Like, you made a statement before when you were like, okay, so I started, stop the negative talk. And I was like, I have to like reword this. I have to rewrite this. Right. So I have to change the way that I speak. And then now you're on a journey where you're like, I have to change this part. Or do you feel like now you're really in celebration of your liberation? Or is it because you're embracing the fact of I'm moving in this and I'm still learning how to embrace my liberation? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. And I think the chapter that I'm in right now is embodiment. Like, what is it like to actually embody these words? You know, and so that's where the music comes in too, because it's like the rhythms help me move in that energy, like literally move in it, you know? And so it's helping me embody that. But I do feel in a lot of ways liberated. And I think now it's just like feeling comfortable moving in the fact that I'm liberated. Cause I think it's still uncomfortable for some people to see that if they don't understand what it looks like and feels like to be empowered, to be liberated, to be free, you know? So it's like, if I'm creating this music, I wanted to create it in a way where people could like not even consciously liberate themselves. Like, oh, okay, you're singing, you know, I'm luminous, but you're dancing, I am luminous. And like at the end of it, you are light, but you didn't realize that you like went on this journey to get there. So,
yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. I think it's so important what you're doing right now, Geminel, because I think over the past, you know, I'll talk about sort of pandemic times when we've been talking a lot in so many different worlds about decolonization and how we can decolonize our minds. And we've been talking a lot about racial reckoning that's happening in the world. And there have been so many wonderful sort of healers and activists who have come out about talking about this and sort of lifting it up. But what happens when we get there, right? Like what happens after we, you know, for me, I used to hold on so tight with like white supremacy. I was in relationship with it too much. Mm-hmm. And then I got to this point when I released it. But the question was then, well, who the fuck am I now? Right? Yeah. Like if my identity was so much that, but now there's this path, there's people like you who are like, okay, you don't have to stop there. Cause we could get stuck, right? We could get stuck right there, but you're sort of laying this path of how to move forward. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible. And being able to use words and music to sort of, you know, it goes back to all of our indigenous traditions about who we are, that we can wrap ourselves up in that. And I am just so grateful that you are walking around on this plane with us at this time.
Thank you so much. I receive all of that. And that was beautiful and powerful. And I'm over here like, ooh, like, is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, you are. And it's funny, as you just did that, I was talking to Mel and Isabel earlier. I just got a text message from my cousin, actually, as we were, talking about,
wow.
So you had said, I know Melanie had reached out to you and we were talking about, you know, how we can heal collectively, because I think that's so important. And this is why when Melanie and Isabel and I talked about motherland, this idea of being in community together is not just transformational, but I think it's like a going back to how we were before. Mm-hmm. So we had asked you, are there things that you want to talk about? And not from a place of like woundedness, but where are you now? What kinds of things do you want to sort of excavate and bring up that we might be able to hold space and support you with?
Yeah. That's a really good question. I don't even remember what I said when you.
Yeah, and that's and you know what, and that's okay because maybe you don't need to remember that.
Yeah,
I think for me, like, there's a couple of things, right? Like, you know, this is knowledge I'll be sharing for the first time, but I'm on the motherhood journey right now. And so one thing that I've been thinking about is going back to like how our ancestors gave birth, you know, not in a hospital setting, not, you know, under the influence of like some sort of drug, but really like being in tune and being natural with the process. And what I've been learning in that is that so many folks are fearful of me going that path. And I think it's really interesting because when I think about like what's important to me right now, it's about understanding the root of how we all came to be, because that's where the medicine is, you know. There's so much medicine in the earth. There's so much medicine in the energy. You know, like our ancestors knew how they were in tune. They were in tune with Earth, like the planet, you know, we were in tune with nature. We were in tune with the rhythms of everything. And I think that that's something that I am seeking out on my own. And I think, like you mentioned, like kind of like disconnecting from this white supremacy, like I'm also kind of disconnecting from, like, I'm decolonizing myself in that way of being like, but there's a different internal energy that I feel. And, you know, I think back to my mom a lot. She grew up in Hawaii during the time that the missionaries came and essentially stripped them of their beliefs. Mm-hmm. And this is something she remembers, like, as a child. And I always am like, that's crazy to me, like, that you were alive during this time when they told you that your practices were not valid. And, you know, I've watched my mom kind of go through this journey of like being this intuitive being to being like, I listen to this system, to now being like, I'm tapping back into my intuition, and it being such a journey for her to get back there. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm kind of like, well, I already know I'm an intuitive being. That was something my dad was very intuitive. Mel knows. He still pops up in her sessions.
Yeah. He is alive.
Right. He's like, I got something to say. But he was a very intuitive being. And that was something, like, I remember as kids, like, he was like, you know, you have the power to move things with your mind. And we used to be like, you're crazy. And then he would train us to just like be in tune with the energy around us. And, you know, like, we were trained that way as kids. And now that I think back to it, I'm like, oh, he was training us for like intuitive behavior. He was training us to be in tune with the energy. And so that, I think, has been like my biggest mission. And sometimes I feel like folks are like, girl, like, that's impossible. Like, that path is impossible. And I'm like, no, I've seen it. Babies do it. Like, babies do it when they come out. They know, they just know, and they see and they feel the energy around them. And I'm like, if they could do it, like, honestly, we've just moved so far from it. So, like, I'm like, so how do we get back to that? You know, that's kind of been my mission. And that's, I think that has been my mission. And it's also, I think, my form of liberation is just like, being like, I don't really care what you think is possible.
Like, that part.
Yeah. Like, I don't care. You know, look at me however you want to look at me. But, you know, I know that I'm onto something, and I feel that I'm onto something. And like, if I keep moving on this path, I know it's going to be rewarding. So that's been my journey as of lately. It's been a real, like, you know, how do we get back to the source? Yeah. So that's it. I'm like, even trying to eat differently. Like, it's a whole process. Like, what do we do to like get back to the source?
Yeah. I think a lot of people that, like, even going on with the show, like, as we have Motherland and other guests coming in, one of the things that I know that with Onika and Mal is like, between the three of us, and I've seen people, like, literally, you guys are the ones breaking karmic lines. It's like, I'm breaking this karmic line. You know, it doesn't come with ease all the time. And it doesn't come with, like, you know, oh, it's so simple, then I'm just making a choice. But, you know, like, I always tell my children, like, the only person you can control is yourself. That's it at the end of the day. But you making the choices you're making are breaking these karmic lines. So my question is, as you're breaking these and making a difference, like, how is that for you? Because like I said, I know it's not always easy, even though we are like, oh yeah, you know, I think we're all the same, right? I meditate, I call in my affirmations, I focus on this, but like, that's great. And I think it's amazing. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's like, it's hard. Like, this is work carrying the weight of this. I mean, I'm so glad you have your dad on the other side. I'm thinking he's on the other side.
Yes.
I just felt that. So I was like, hold on. I don't want to make an assumption.
he's on the other side for sure.
Holding space for you. Like, literally holding space for you, you know? Wouldn't be surprised. Half those affirmations and your album is probably written by your dad, just because I can feel it right now. But like, how is that? Like, and now you get to call in, right? Now you're going on this motherhood journey, and the power that you're bringing in and embracing is only going to amplify the journey of your child. Like, that's freaking powerful. Like, that's powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no, it, you know, at first I definitely was feeling a little bit defeated by the weight of the journey, because it's like, I felt like I was talking to no one. Like, hey, like, this really works. Like, this word medicine, it does something, like, not just internally, but like, I'm seeing it externally. I'm seeing what it looks like to actually amplify this message and the message be returned to me. You know, I have a song called Oh, and I wrote it on like the winter solstice, and we were going through some really tough times. Me and my husband, oh, he was my partner then, but my husband now, we were going through some really tough times, and I was like, you know what? It's the solstice. Like, I don't even want to reflect on what's happening right now. I'm going to write about what I want to happen and what I want. And I wrote this song, Oh, and it's all about like, I'm going to glow up. Like, you know, you're going to see me glow at the end of this. And I wrote that song, and right after I wrote it, I got invited to the Grammys. I got invited to Jimmy Fallon. Like, I had this amazing year. Like, it was such an incredible year. I wrote Monster Loops, and like, I healed a bunch of parts of me that I didn't even know needed healing. And I was just preaching about it. Like, yo, you guys got to get into this. Like, you got to change your language. And folks are just like, yeah, girl, that affirmation stuff, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, I've tried that. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, you haven't.
Like, yeah.
You haven't really committed to it. And I remember it just feeling really like isolating at a certain point. Especially when it came to those who were closest to me, who I actually really wanted to like, hey, listen, the way you're speaking to yourself is bringing in this energy. Like, if you're calling your body old and you're saying, oh, I'm so broken, your body's going to receive that information as truth, and it's going to feel old and it's going to feel broken. Like, you got to like call in better energy to your life. And, you know, I think I released Monster Loops in 2019. And so like an entire pandemic passed where I'm seeing folks listening to this music, but I'm not actually meeting these people. I don't really see the effects of what it means, you know, and in 2022, I got to actually meet the people that were listening to this music. And I'm talking like, I went to a show in Texas, and this woman said she traveled all the way from, I don't even remember, somewhere far as hell. And I was like, wait, you drove 17 hours to come see me perform? And she was like, you didn't have anything else on your calendar. She was like, I had to be here for this. And, you know, like getting to hear people's stories and like feel that transformation, let me know that like, I'm actually making a change. It's not just these numbers on a board that are saying like, but people are actually using this music as medicine. And, you know, now that I'm home in California, I spent time in San Diego before I moved to LA. Like, I had a chance to actually be with family and for them to actually see how transformed I was without me being like, listen, you can transform your life.
Without trying to convince anyone, right?
But they actually got to see it and feel it. And through that process, they're now on this journey of being more intentional with their language and conscientious. And I'm seeing them transform, and I'm like, Thank God. I'm so excited about that because I, like, my dad and I, we were on the same team. You know what I mean? So when my dad passed, it's like my mom and my brother, they're on the same team. So this is like a little different, you know? And so like having that, like, kind of like see them transform through the process of seeing us transform through the process and us being like, yeah, we're millionaires. Like, it may not reflect that in the bank account, but it's gonna,
yes.
It's on its way. And so, you know, they're actually seeing that now where we're like, yeah, nah, we're about to land this big contract way before it even happens. And then we actually land the big contract.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Yep.
Wait, you really did that? Like in the physical? Uh-huh. And so, you know, now I'm like, I see the breaking the karmic lines, like you said, you know, because it definitely was a journey of being like, is it even worth it if my family doesn't believe in it? Like, who's actually listening to me? But getting to actually see it. And I do think that, you know, God and spirit had a funny way of just teaching me trust and knowing by like giving me the pandemic in between that time. Mm-hmm. Because my music went from like, you know, maybe 2,000 streams a year to like 1 million streams in that short period of time. And I was just like, well, but I don't even know who these people are. Like, who are these people? Like, you know, I can't connect with them. And I think that that was like, God, like, you just have to know. Mm-hmm. You just have to try to know that your medicine is doing something. It's working. Yep. And so that was a major lesson for me. And like being able to emerge in 2022 and actually like feel it in person and connect with people and hear their stories. Like, it was like, oh, I'm really doing something. Like, this is really powerful work. And it's energy work, you know?
Yeah.
And the cool thing about music is that I don't even have to be there.
Yes.
That's I put it out, you know?
I love that you're like, well, let me figure out what I'm going to do. And you're talking to Mel, right? You're like, let me get Reiki certified and figure it out. But like, I mean, I think it's
already new,
but you're on a whole different field. Like your energy your energy is infinite, but no, like your energy that for real, that when you do your songs, like you're healing on a whole collective stage, like you are releasing that on a whole collective area of it. You know, I was going to ask you, and I don't know why this is coming up, because I'm listening to you, and as you're making your album, you said, like, I'm adding tribal beats, and I'm adding all these different elements into it. I know, like, I don't know, maybe you girls can fill in on this, but it's like, you know, we are here as BIPOC women, and then as we, like, step out, there's points in our journeys, I know, where we're like, they don't get it. Like, they're not going to get it. Like, I can try my hardest, but they're not going to get it. And there's times where, like, maybe I'm just speaking to myself, where you're like, they're not going to get it. So let me just hold this back a little bit, because if I hold it back, it's just easier than me stepping out to be like, let me explain all of this to you.
Yeah.
Like, how is that for you in making the music? Do you find yourself where you're like, let me hold this back? Or are you like, no, I'm going to fully put it out there. If you get it, then great. If you don't, you don't. Because I know there's a line where you're like, Nika's like shaking her head. Yes. You
can. Yeah. Might be too much. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think I felt that when I was first putting out Mantra Loops Volume 1, because I used to pride myself on being a lyricist. I was like, I write stories and I tell stories and I write songs that are like lyrically witty and all of this and that. And so when I wrote Mantra Loops and I was repeating the same words over and over again, I was like, oh my God, like people are going to think they're going to think something, like they're not going to get it. They're not going to understand why I'm like repeating the songs over and over again. And I remember sharing a song with this producer that I was interested in working with. Everything I need is already inside. And
That's my favorite one, by the way.
Honestly, I sing it all the time. People are like, can we hear some other mantras? I'm like, no, you're going to get this one. I'm like, this is the one, okay? but I was playing it for them, and somewhere in the middle of the song, he was like, is it just on repeat? I was like, yes, it's a mantra, you know, like clarifying. And, you know, at the end of it, he was like, that was dope, you know, but in the middle of it, he was like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? And so like, it was like a process. And, you know, here I am like seeking validation from this like producer that I'm like, I admire, you know, I'm like, I hope you love it. And then it's just like, is it just repeating? You know what I mean? Yeah. And this is before I had put the project out. So I was just kind of like in this space of like, will people, especially people in the music space, like, will they understand? Because folks are specifically looking to me as a lyricist to like add these top lines to their music. And here I am writing these really, really simple phrases. And then, you know, my husband is, he's so encouraging. He's like, no, this is like, he was like, this is ancient wisdom packed into a sentence. Yes. You don't understand how deep that is, you know?
Yeah.
He was like, you took like, he was like, this is the simplest form of like the deepest wisdom. And he was like, and that makes you like even better writer than like these people who got to explain themselves over, you know, 32 bars. And, and so when I put out Mantra Loops, I was really nervous about how it would be received, like very nervous. And then I started getting all this feedback and I started getting all these followers and I started, you know, seeing the stream numbers go up and I was like, oh, this is working. And I think it was the intention that I set behind it. I had literally said, like, I want this to be simple for people to be able to repeat. I want it to be a tool. I want it to be something for them to like get ready, prepare themselves in the morning and like be just be in the moment of like these words, so that they can start their day with like something positive. Yeah. And I started getting all of this feedback from people like, oh my God, Mantra Loops is such a tool for me. I get ready in the morning to it. I meditate to it. And I was just like, wow, like the intention I set is really coming through. It's like genuinely coming through. And so now with like this next Mantra Loops project, it's my intention to grab those who didn't get it the first time, you know, because like, I know that this medicine is for everyone, but not everyone is ready to receive it in the form of Mantra Loops Volume 1. But they might be at a function dancing to something and not even realize they're being inceptioned to receive this information. And I think it's beautiful because there is a wave of affirmation artists that are coming up, you know? But I do think that I'm in a unique I'm uniquely positioned because I've been a musician first, mm-hmm. and my ear is musical. Yeah. I'm a producer, you know what I mean? Like, I really do this. And so it's like these affirmation artists, they're on the conscious level of like, we understand the language and we understand like the mission and the journey that comes from like speaking these words. But I'm also like, but I got the music knowledge and I'm about to create some music that folks can undeniably say, like, they cannot deny that it's good. You know what I mean? It's good music, regardless of whether they're listening to the lyrics or not. And that is my mission in this next one. It's a little sneaky, you know, I'm trying to be a little sneaky with it, but I really do. I want to build that bridge between those folks who are not ready to sit and meditate or listen to, you know, positive affirmations on repeat, but they're ready to listen to something that feels good still. And so,
I love that.
Yeah. I don't care.
People think like, you know, I love the fact that you're bringing it to like just people, because I say people in general, because what happens, I think that when we think healing music, right, we think frequencies and binaural beats. And it's like, I mean, you guys know I'm real where I'm like, that's great. That's just not my cup of tea. I'm like, that's not my cup of tea. I'll bump like Snoop Dogg or something else to like literally get me in the mood to teach an energy class. Yeah. I'm not lying. Like, that's my cup of tea. That's where I find my frequency at. But it's like, so I like that you're bringing it where it's like, okay, let me, you know, it's not just that. So it's open to everybody, where some of those things are really intimidating or people in like a bubble where they're like, that's that weird spiritual shit. Like, yeah, I'm not. Ooh. Yeah, that's not on that vibe. And you're like, let me be real and everybody can enjoy this. Here's a question I have to you. One, I want to say this, I've been dying to tell you. My friend's son, I think he's 4 now, but he's been listening to your album since he's been like 2. And it is one of his favorite albums. He sings those mantras so loud. So just know you are on all generations level.
I love that.
But I have a question, like, as you're doing this, I think we all fall into a thing where as we're growing and as we're building something that the world hasn't seen, that the world is like, this is new. How do you stay in that space and not slip into let me please you because it's just easy to do?
I would say like that often comes from my team support, you know, because I definitely have these moments where I'm like, well, I got to keep the energy going and I got to keep this up. And my team is like, no, what's true to you right now? Like, what is the most authentic thing to you? And sometimes there's pushback because I'm like, I know that there's a balance in there where it's got to work with the times too. There's definitely a balance of like, I want this to be relevant and I want it to be honest and authentic. Mm-hmm. So I think like there definitely comes like a couple of things like studying and just like being like having a pulse to the ground. I think part of being authentic in today's time too is just like really being a part of community, you know? Mm-hmm. And that really helps me to kind of like know what's going on. Like I'm inspired by people's conversations and what they're going mm-hmm. through and like what they need support with and, mm-hmm. and all of that. And so that helps me kind of like bring what the people need without it being like, oh, but I'm trying to please people. If that
makes sense.
And the other thing that I think is keeping me super honest is I'm working with the same producer I've worked with for 10 years.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's not like he has ideas. I trust him that he's not trying to make me sound like something, but that he's like, I'm trying to amplify this in a way that is relevant to what you're trying to do without it being like, but we're going to go like this whole different direction. And I think a lot of times working with new folks, like you just don't know, like they have their own agenda, their own assignments and they kind of want to like create something specific. And so like working with people that I trust, I think is like the main thing that keeps me grounded. And this is the first time I've ever really had a team. And so, you know, it keeps me. Mm-hmm. I think it's like having folks remind me that like, hey, you didn't need to change anything about yourself for the success of Mantra Loops. You don't have to change anything about yourself for this one. The only thing we got to do is, you know, put a little bit more of a machine behind you so that, you know, we can expand mm-hmm. the mission, we can expand the language, and we can, you know, reach more people. But yeah, that's been a journey, I think, for me, especially because I'm like, you know, I'm a recovering people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And so like,
same.
Like, you know, I want to make sure everyone's happy. And it's like, no, like right now you have to do what's the most authentic thing to you, because the truth of the matter is the things that make people happy, like temporarily, it's not always what's the best thing for people.
100%
that part.
Yeah. And so learning that and realizing it for myself and realizing like, well, okay, what makes me happy is not what makes me whole. You know what I mean? Like I have to be whole first. And so this mm-hmm. music, I think, is a very whole expression of me. And I'm really grateful for the support that I'm receiving on it mm-hmm. to explore. And like, you know, this project's not just mantras. I get to express my storyteller side and, you know, write some verses and things like that. And so mm-hmm. it's been good. It's been fun. It's been a really great expressive journey for me. Yeah, that's how I'm staying honest.
You know, beautiful. I love that because in yoga we have kirtan, which is when people get together and they sing mantras too, like on a loop and in different tones. But what you are like literally helping people connect, because your voice, what stimulates our vagus nerve, right? And that's a nerve that runs from our brain, like down through the middle of our body. And that creates a sense of healing. So you are literally healing people, your voice. And I think it's just incredible that you have this opportunity to do that with a whole generation of folks who've never been able to be in touch with these things before. It's just amazing. It's just incredible. Yeah.
Thank you. And I think about that too, like, you know, as a person of color growing up and feeling like the examples of wellness were all white faces.
That part.
Oof.
That part.
That's what we're here for.
That is exactly it.
Yeah. And like now I'm like, oh, I get to do this with our own cultural lens.
Yes.
That is really special. And so I'm excited to continue for sure. Like, just keep doing it, like, with the gifts I've been given and, you know, and continue to bring people back to the source, I think, is, like, the real thing. And just knowing that, like, you know, healing doesn't have to be a white journey.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to put that on a t-shirt, Gemini.
Bumper sticker.
Right. Much merch.
Yeah. Oh, you really got some.
I mean, that is some good. That's the motherland merch right there. That's all that motherland. I think that what's what we're trying to convey is like, that's exactly it. I think we've lost it so much and we're all coming back to the roots. Okay. So I have to say, like, you know, that I'm like Mal in the intuitive sense. I don't know if you know. So it means like I can see and predict certain things. Here's my question for you. And it's more of a question for you to like sit on or ask you. How are you going to feel when people are going to want you to write their lyrics? Because I feel like people are going to be hitting you up to be like, we want her to write for us or we want her to write this. And because your music is so personal in the way, and I know for a fact, right, what you put energetically in your music, it's a vibe. It's a thing. That's what people connect to it. It's deeper than just the words. So how are you going to feel when people hit you up to write your music?
I'm gonna be very excited. I used to be against writing for other artists because I felt that way where it's like, wait, this is it. These are my words, and someone else is gonna be singing them. And now I understand that I have like the unique power to be able to write these wisdoms and these intuitions in a way that's going to be able to spread much further than my own reach. Because I do think that like, you know, I'm starting to get categorized as an affirmation artist, right? It's cool for now, but that's not the whole me. You know what I mean? Like, I've got so many other layers in my music that are still very positive and still empowering and uplifting, but they're not just specific to the affirmation space. And so I look forward to it. My dreams in life is to like write for other people. And it's because I understand that like that's going to give me the opportunity to have an even greater platform and to be able to share my voice and my wisdom and intuitions through, you know, someone even bigger, someone who has a bigger platform, I should say, someone who has a bigger platform than me. And so I do look forward to it that, but it you know, had, like you said, it hasn't always been that way where I felt like, confident to do that or to share. And there are some things where I'm like, no, this is sacred to me. You know, like this one is mine. This song is my song. But you know, I recently had an experience where I wrote, like a verse for another artist. And I wanted to perform it, release it in a different way than the artist did. And that one was really personal to me, but I had written it for someone else and I had to like work through that.
Let it go.
Yeah. I had to work through that of being like, okay. But we did come to a compromise though, because I was like, there's more I want to do here. And so I was like, so if we cannot like remix it in, you know, in a way that works for me, I like at least want to expand it in a way that, you know, complements us both. And so that was the agreement that we came to, but that was the first time I had really struggled with like, oh, anymore. Like I wrote it and I gave it away to someone. And now I'm going to be a lot more like just conscientious about like the agreements that I make when I'm in the studio with someone else. That way, like, I don't have to like kind of go back and double back with someone and be like, wait, but wait, it's not ready yet. You know what I mean? Like, we have more work to do. So yeah, that was a moment for me where I was like, oh, this isn't mine. Like, it is mine, but you know, I gotta let it go.
Yeah. So many learning lessons, right?
Sure.
And I know you're going back on tour again soon and you're pregnant and your husband's like a replica of your father, for God's sake, with his soul anyway, right? And I just want to know, like, for all the people listening, because you're this badass artist, like, how do you find balance in all this?
Like, I keep a passion planner. That's like the most honest answer I can give. I color coordinate. I make time to plan my life every single week. You know, I live by my calendars. That's why I was like, please send me this calendar invite.
For real though.
But that really helps. And then, you know, I have learned over the last year. Well, last year, I feel like we were growing. Our business was growing in a rapid way. And so it was hard to say no to things, right? Because we were like, we want to make sure that we build these connections and this community and all that. And this year, I'm taking advantage of the word no. You know, and I think
because it's a whole sentence, Geminelle.
It really is. And it's a powerful one. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
And then, you know, I'm working on, like I said, like I'm working on embodiment. So part of that is actually treating myself better. Like I speak to myself great, you know, me and me have a great relationship now. But now it's more like, I'm like dating myself. Like I'm taking myself on dates. I'm spending more time with self-care and, you know, like spending more time outside. And that's been really, really replenishing. And I'm just also like taking note of like who and what replenishes me, so that when I am feeling like, okay, I need some energy, where do I go? Who do I go to? Who can I talk to? And really just finding that space. So it's really been about taking inventory for me about what energy is feeling good, what's working for me. And then just like leaning into that. But like to keep balance, definitely. I keep my passion planner is literally right.
Yeah. Thank you, passion
planner. I live by this thing. You know, and you know, every week I've got my little layout and it shows me like through the colors if I'm spending time on my personal, my music, my business, you know. And it helps. It really does. Like just seeing it all visually is like, you know, it's really helpful.
Thank you for
that. Who makes that passion planner?
It's a company in San Diego. Her name is Angelia Trinidad.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So yeah, but, global company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have to make sure we get you a passion planner.
Yeah. Filipinos represent too. Co-founder. I love her bio on her Instagram. It's like community-based millionaire. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
She made those planners and then it just blew up. They're like, wow.
Go. Yeah.
Damn, Geminelle, thank you for sharing just a snippet of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me and allowing me the space to share. This is always like, you know, as a musician, like I feel like folks get to know me through my music, but I don't always get to share like the back end of it and how I got here. And so I always appreciate this kind of space because I think the journey is so much more potent sometimes than the music. You know, the music is the product of the journey. And so, you know, if folks ever want to know like what happened to get there, like I think these are those moments that are really, really important for that.
Totally. You know I'm gonna ask you to sing a line before we go. Right? Yeah, this is what we do.
I'm like, it's like how it's early like,
is this? I mean it is really early in the morning.
You used to you can be on all those talk shows in the morning, those DJs.
Yeah. Right.
She's like, oh dear. She's like, I'm not ready.
I'll share a snippet from the upcoming project. Let me get some water.
Oh. Yes. You drink that agua.
I have to tell you that I love listening to you right now and getting to know you, because like when you get to see somebody truly living in their divine purpose, it is so inspiring. Like I actually have tears in my eyes. Like it's so beautiful when somebody literally is living what they were meant to live.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like you must have been singing and humming since you've been little. Just, I can just feel it.
You
like
can your dad see is like, it and feel it. It's yeah. like,
I'm like, you are singing and humming. Like, this is your destiny. Like, you
I know.
It, right?
I'm like lit up inside. Just
me too.
Like,
yeah. It's like, what do I need to create? Right? And your mom must be so proud.
Just looking at you, just like, damn, we made that. Like, that energy.
I think I've been smiling the whole time that you've been talking. I'm just like, she's great. She's so great.
Yeah, I'm a bigger fan now. I'm
like, she's so great. It's awesome. It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful to just witness women of color being able to walk in their truth the way that they've intended to and not have to sort of do anything for anybody else. And you get to just shine, and it's magical.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, that's so special. And this has been, this is conversation has lit me up too. Like, I was like, I don't know about this 6 a.m. thing, but yeah. I already knew I was going to be energized after. So, I appreciate y'all so much. It's been a beautiful journey. And, you know, Melanie, I actually met Melanie singing for the hula. I didn't even dance.
Yeah.
That was a part of like the band with the, like, the tutus and the uncles and like everybody old.
Yep.
And then there's little old me singing all these Hawaiian songs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Killed it.
What is, and Mel, you probably can answer this because I know maybe this is thing. Why is it the whole time you're talking, like you've been talking, I'm hearing like this drum, like literally in my ear.
Oh.
I keep hearing drumming. And it's like, I don't know if you're not adding it or you have added it, but it feels like literally, like I feel like your dad keeps banging a freaking drum. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, it's like boom, boom. And I'm not connecting on that level right now, but I can feel where he's like, just not, he has not stopped drumming.
He's the best. He won't stop.
Well, I'm like, what is the drum?
Between me and Gemini with the halau, the hula energy, we had a kumu or hula teacher. She's an ipuheke, which is like a Hawaiian gourd. And that's how she would get our attention all the way to dancing, to warm up. I mean, that's what I feel, but I'm sure Gemini has all sorts of drums in her next album.
I do. Yeah. I got some African sounds. I've got some Woo! Indigenous sounds. I've got baby's heartbeat subbing in as a drum. So.
Whoa. That's insane.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I was like, we got to incorporate the baby some way, somehow. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
I can even see the rhythm moving in you as you're talking. Like it's like winding. It's winding through you.
Yeah. My prayer is that you have like 12 kids, because we need replicas of you and Dom everywhere. Like,
that's a lot to put on the woman. That is a lot to put on that woman.
You're trying to have it natural.
The funny thing is, you sound like my mother-in-law. She was like, you're having an easy pregnancy. That means you got to have at least six.
Like, you're a dream couple, y'all. So let's take advantage of this.
That is so funny. I'm
He's
like,
not trying to give birth to a
orchestra.
She's looking at me like, I hate you.
Yeah, I was like, yes, she is trying to give birth to an orchestra, Onika.
It's true. It is so true. My God, more the merrier.
That's funny. I mean, hopefully what we're able to do is just continue to plant seeds all over the place.
You are.
Alrighty, I am ready. Let's see. The song that I've been meditating on and working on is I'm Proud of Who I Am. And that's the mantra. And so it goes like this. I am glowing and I am flowing and I just caught a good wave. I just spoke it and walked towards it, and now I'm having some good days. God just told me that I am worthy of receiving these good things. Yeah. So I am breathing in, and I am proud of who I am. I am proud of who I am. I am proud of who I am. I am proud. I am proud.
Oh, oh. I got tears.
I'm like literally crying.
That's funny. I'm looking forward for your cry. Sing it real quick in New York.
I know. My mascara's all down my face.
God bless you.
When I wrote that song, I was like bawling, crying. Like I I don't know if I'd ever said I'm proud of who I am at until that point. And when I wrote it, I was like, oh my God, I mean it.
This is real. Yeah.
That process. I hope you and your man are doing a documentary on all this. Like your pregnancy to like writing at this particular moment.
Yeah, no, my manager and I have a meeting about a mini doc today. Nice. So
let's go, baby. Plus,
yeah,
12.
There's so much coming for you right now.
Yeah, like,
there is so much coming for you.
Yeah,
and
I receive it. I feel it. I receive it. I'm ready. You know, another mantra I've been working on is I release to receive, and that is just like really about like my whole project is about making space for your healing. Making space for expansion, like continuing to grow. And that's one of them. I'm like, I release to receive. Like, what can I let go of so that I can, you know, receive what I really need and desire, and, you know, what's on purpose for me. So, yeah, I receive all of that. Thank you.
All right. I want to know before we leave, what is something you want our listeners to know either about you or just in general? Like,
this is always a good question. Let me see. What's on my spirit today? There's a couple of things. So baby sent me a message in my dream, and it said, the solution is in the stillness.
Ooh.
And I woke up, I wrote it down. I was like, that's a good one, kid.
Yeah.
but I think, you know, right now folks are very action forward when it comes to like trying to solve things. But I think there is a moment of stillness that needs to happen in order for us to really be able to find solutions. So the solution is in the stillness. So whatever you're working through, like just take a moment, pause, and allow the answers to come through that stillness. The other thing is when you feel like shrinking, that's the best time for you to expand. Take a moment, take some deep breaths, and expand into that space.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's it. You know?
That's all.
That's it. But thank you.
It's like a billion through. Years
thank
old,
you.
Right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank Queen. You so much, everyone.
And where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Geminelle, Geminelle. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, all the things. I am starting to activate my YouTube channel more. So I've got some music videos coming soon.
Yes.
And, you know, we got a mini doc coming. I don't know when, but it's coming.
It's on its way.
Yeah, just follow me. If you just Google my name, you'll find everything you need to know about me. Honestly, I'm pretty easy to find. I think I'm the only Geminelle on the internet. So
I love it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Your album's dope, everybody. So people that haven't listened, you guys need to go listen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
More to come. Well, thank you, sis. We love you.
We love you. Love you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, this space. You know, creating a beautiful morning for me.
Everyone.
Yes.
Bye.
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 Thank you.